This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. A historic moment in sports over the weekend. For the first time ever, a woman won an Indy-style auto race. Maybe you don't know who Danica Patrick is, but the 26-year-old race car driver has gotten some attention recently for posing in the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated. Yesterday, she won the Indy Japan 300. It was her 50th Indy race, and she returned to the U.S. late yesterday where she spoke with reporters.
Long time I've waited for this. Wish it would have happened a long time ago, but I'm not going to argue with the program. Yeah, it happened the way it was supposed to happen, and I believe everything happens for a reason.
Race car driver Danica Patrick talking about winning the Indy Japan 300. Independent producer Charlie Schroeder was at that press conference in Long Beach, California, and he joins us now. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Madeline. How are you?
Well, fine, thank you. It took 50 races, but she has finally been the first across the finish line. And, you know, she got a lot of criticism for being so out there, but yet not winning a race. And so this is a big deal for women to compete in this fully and completely male-dominated sport.
It's huge. And in fact, you know, I mean, as you say, she was sort of running the risk for a little bit of turning into sort of the Anna Kournikova of open wheel racing. Open wheel racing is essentially IndyCar racing, where the wheels sit outside the body of the car, unlike NASCAR. And it was her 50th start, which for winning one out of 50, that track record, no pun intended, isn't very good. But she really managed to pull it off. And for a long time, people were sort of wondering when she was going to pull through. She debuted in 2005, made a big splash, and she led the Indianapolis 500, which is the marquee event, obviously. And people were sort of waiting for this time, and she pulled through, and it's a huge, huge boon to the sport.
Let's hear her talking about her history-making moment.
It's a first, and firsts are in history books, so I've always hoped and wanted to be that person. It's probably one of the only things I really thought of myself as a girl in. Otherwise, I don't really think about it a lot. But I did think it would be nice to be the first female to win in history. So since history goes for a pretty long time, that's a pretty long time.
At the ripe old age of 26 years old, she's saying that. How many other women are racing on the IndyCar circuit?
Well, there are three, but, you know, they sort of come and go. There is a woman named Milka Duno, who's a Venezuelan supermodel. She debuted last year, but she hasn't really raced very much. And there was a woman before Danica named Sarah Fisher. Her best finish to date is 17th. So really what Danica has done is really unprecedented. And it's, as I said, it's great for the sport because not only is she an excellent racer, but she's more than happy to market herself in ways that have, you know, earned her a lot of criticism, but at the same time have raised her profile to the point where, you know, we're talking about her right now.
Yeah, a lot of bikini poses.
A lot of bikini poses. You know, it's sort of the modern sports landscape. One of her main competitors, a gentleman from Brazil named Helio Castroneves, he is probably best known to the American television viewers as the winner of Dancing with the Stars. So Danica, for what she does, it's not all that unusual in this day and age, that especially with IndyCar racing, this is a sport that's really lost a lot of market share to NASCAR. Hasn't done a very good job of marketing itself, and they're sort of seeking these other avenues to promote their sport.
Charlie, thank you.
Thank you very much, Madeline.
That's independent producer Charlie Schroeder talking with us about Danica Patrick, the first woman to win an Indy car race, and she did that yesterday in Japan.